baby, stop right there. Let me clear the air, baby, look into these eyes. Let me apologize, I know what you're thinking of. You think, where's the love? But the love ain't gone, it's here where it belongs. I know what you're waiting for. Well, you don't need to wait no more. I can give you anything you want, give you anything you need. I'll make your dreams come true, give you anything you want, fulfill your fantasies. I'll make your dreams come true. You want a unicorn, I'll give it to you. You want a puppet dog, I'll give it to you. You want an ice cream cone, I'll give it to you. You want a Mars one, I'll give it to you. You want a satin pillow, I'll give it to you. You want an armadillo, I'll give it to you. You want a diamond ring, I'll give it to you. You want a thingy thing, I'll give it to you. I know what you're waiting for, but you don't need to wait no more. I can give you anything you want, give you anything you need. I'll make your dreams come true, give you anything you want, fulfill your fantasies. I'll make your dreams come true. You want a taste of fame, I'll give it to you. You want a little complicated, I'll give it to you. You want a cockatoo, I'll give it to you. You want a kangaroo, I'll give it to you. You want an American car, I'll give it to you. You want a Hollywood star, I'll give it to you. You want to go to the moon, ooh, I'll see what I can do. I know what you're waiting for. I'm saying cockatoo, yeah,
kangaroo,
ooh,
in my lover,
I'll give it to you. I'll make your dreams come true.
Cockatoo,
cockatoo,
kangaroo,
kangaroo, in my lover.
2014, a year of triumph over adversity, death over life, peace over war, war over peace, and more pod for your buck. From January till December, we potted our dear hearts away, wasting the time of our peers and breaking our listeners' ears. It's December 31st, 2014. I'm here with Ohan, and it is the final episode of the JL Show of 2014. Hello!
No, it's really the final episode ever.
It's the final episode of the year. We'll be back in about 4 days with another episode. But
I really happy something really significant happens between the next... Between now and 31st December.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas will happen, but... Yesterday we recorded our December 27th episode, so you've probably listened to that by now. And on that episode, we speculated as to what would happen to the film The Interview, if it would go ahead or if it would be cancelled. And
in North Korea.
In the last 24 hours, it has been cancelled, so no death. Although, the Guardians of the Peace still say they're going to give us a Christmas gift on Christmas Day, I would imagine they'll cancel that now because it was the film's been... They got their wish, but... I really want that Christmas gift. I want to know what it is.
I seriously think it would be something terrible.
I mean, it's probably the Spectre script, but...
Ooh!
I'm not going to read it if it comes out. Like, that's... First of all, we do not approve of leaked information, and we do not pass on leaked information, but BuzzHub does not report any of this news, except for... Or any of this, the hacks, leaked stuff, except for the Men in Black 22 Jump Street crossover movie, which I just had to... Because it's just so weird and crazy.
That's not true.
It is true. 23 Jump Street is going to be a crossover with Men in Black. But Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are not going to be in it.
What?
No one's supposed to know this. It's leaked information.
No, that can't be. That's not real.
It's true. Jonah Hill was emailing the Sony. He goes, this is fresh and cool. It's going to be a hilarious movie.
Men in Black. The one where they fight aliens.
Yeah. Men in Black and 23 Jump Street. It's going to be a crazy crossover movie. Anyway.
Oh, do you know what else is happening crossover? Arrow and The Flash are crossing over.
They already did.
Yeah, last night, was it?
It was only 3 weeks ago in the US. Whatever. Those are the worst two shows on television.
Arrow, I'm going to watch it.
I fucking hate them both. I watched all of the first season of Arrow before I killed myself, and I watched the first episode of Flash before I killed myself, and I don't like those shows at all. But anyway, today we are here to talk about better TV and film, because I have my list, my official list of my top 15 films and my top 15 shows of 2014. At time of recording. No at time of recording. There are several films and several shows I have yet to see. Not really shows. Several films I have yet to see, including Birdman, Selma, Into the Woods,
Inherent. That looks great, Birdman.
Birdman looks fantastic.
Oh, that looks great.
Birdman, Selma, Into the Woods, The Imitation Game, Inherent Vice, Paddington, Exodus, Gods and Kings, Big Eyes, Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. I haven't seen any of those films. I don't know if I want to see them all, but anyway. So these are, of the films I've seen this year, these are my top 15 films of 2014 so far. Number 15 is St. Vincent. Now in London there are ads up all over the buses. This Christmas, meet St. Vincent. Not the saint you were expecting, a big picture of Bill Murray's face. St. Vincent is a film with Bill Murray, Melissa McCarthy, Chris O'Dowd. A lot better than I expected. Very enjoyable film. Gets a bit overly sentimental towards the end, but generally I like it quite a bit. Have you seen the St. Vincent, Owen?
No.
Number 14 is X-Men Days of Future Past. You see this?
No, I don't want to see the X-Men movie. They keep... Are they going to keep making
them? Is that a picture of Kian?
No. Does that look like Kian to you?
It's one of the pictures that's up upstairs.
Yeah, that's my brother.
That's your brother?
Yeah.
Say what now? Sunrise. So, X-Men Days of Future Past was a disappointing film, I will admit. We covered a lot on this podcast back in May.
When did you see... It came out in May. Yeah, I think about the new one.
New Apocalypse.
Why do they keep making them? Please, stop making them.
Because they're good. They're not bad. I like the Wolverine is great. X-Men Days of Future Past is actually probably inferior to the Wolverine. I think it has a lot... It's a more flawed film. It has too many characters, doesn't know what to do with them. But there is a lot of enjoyable stuff in there. It's fine, you know. It was disappointing. Could have been a lot better. Number 13 is The Congress. Really interesting film with Robin Wright as herself in this futuristic Hollywood where the producers scan her image and use it in films. She goes to this convention. The whole film turns animated and it gets all psychedelic. Oh, it's crazy. Some really, really fascinating ideas raised. And The Congress, if you can get your hands on it, I really recommend checking it out. Number 12 is The Fault in Our Stars, which is a deeply inferior adaptation to the John Green novel, but was a charming film all the same, and moved me to tears.
I've seen, you might have already seen that on Facebook. That's my family.
I've seen versions of that.
I'm blinking in a photo. Oh, guess who we're playing? I know you don't like sports, but this is my part of the show I like to do.
Okay, this is Owen's Sports Corner. Despite the fact this is our end of year episode, special episode.
No, this is actually linked to the New Year. New Year's Day, 1st of January, the biggest rugby match in the world is about to happen. Connacht are playing Munster in Connacht Sports Ground, or Galway Sports Ground. That is big fucking news.
I'm so excited, I really can't
that
wait.
That is big news. Lucy, that would be on TV.
I'm so excited. Are you going to be on TV eating popcorn and hot dogs on New Year's Day?
No, I'll be like,
I'll be in my family's
house. It will be the best match, because Connacht have not lost.
I'll tell you what's funny, I'm going to be in Cork in my grandfather's house probably on Christmas, on New Year's Day, and he'll be watching that match, and all my family will be supporting Munster, and I'll see you in the audience. I'll be like, fuck those Connacht people.
Connacht, oh my god, our phones are actually the same size, but yours is like...
And the recording is suddenly going, beep, 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 beep.
Anyway, but
Number 11, The Lego Movie. You seen the Lego movie?
That was a good movie. And Liam Neeson in it, I thought he was hilarious.
The Lego movie, unfortunately, it's not in my top 10. It should be. Maybe I'll... This is not official. I haven't published on BuzzHub yet. Maybe I'll switch places with the Lego movie and Mockingjay Part 1. Which is the next entry. Number 10 is The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, which was shockingly enjoyable. I was like, this is going to be so boring. This is going to be terrible Part 1.
Oh, do you want to see a movie on Friday?
What?
I don't know. What's on? Last Day of School?
I've seen everything.
Interstellar, have you seen that?
Lauren stays in to go see Interstellar this weekend. What is Paddington is on?
Lawrence did me a really fine favor the last
week. Friday is a waste of time, a waste of money, because you can go on Saturday or Sunday morning for €4.80. If you go on a Friday evening, it's like.
And is there any movies on Friday that you haven't seen before?
Well, Night at the Museum 3.
Is that on Friday?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go see it?
If you want to go see it.
Okay, I'd like to go see it.
It's Friday, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it is tomorrow.
All right. I'll see.
Okay, well, let me know when text or
something. But it's expensive.
Well, how much is it?
I'm saying, like, if you go on, like, a Sunday morning or whenever.
Oh, yeah, let's go on a Saturday.
If you go on a Saturday morning at 11 a.m. or whatever, then it costs €4.50. Whereas if you go on a Friday evening, it costs €8.
I'm going to wear my Christmas jumper into the school tomorrow. It'll be, like, a secret jumper.
That would be cool.
I would say Lawrence's act of random kindness yesterday. Lawrence lent me his exam papers.
Oh, that was what kind of him. He was in a very good mood yesterday. And he laughed at all of my jokes and everything.
Jeez, that's something.
He must have gotten into online dating or something. So number 10 is The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. I expect this to be terrible, but it's actually very, very good. You should go to see it if you haven't. Number 9 is Frank. I fucking love Frank.
What's Frank?
It's an Irish film, sort of, but it's directed by Lenny Abrams. Michael Fassbender's in it, and the whole film he wears this giant papier-mâché head, and he's in this band called the Schmurrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Plastic Ringo, dance all night, dance all night. I've got dancing legs. I've got dancing legs. Oh, it's such a crazy film, but it's about depression and anxiety, but it's funny and it's crazy and it's all over the place and it's got suicide, but it's such a fun, inventive film, and I really, really loved it, and I highly recommend everybody checks it out. Number 8, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was a good movie, though. I think that was better than any of the Avengers or any of the...
There's only one sentence I need to say to tell you what Guardians of the Galaxy is like.
I'm Groot.
I wanted to get a Dancing Baby Groot toy for Christmas, but they're not on sale in Ireland. And there's like cost like $20 to ship over.
I think the thing that made that movie so successful was Groot being a unique, funny character.
And Rocket.
And the amazing soundtrack they had.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the soundtrack was number one on the Billboard album.
And having Chris Pratt cast as main character.
Yeah, no, Chris Pratt is the best. Parks and Recreation coming back in 2 weeks for the final season, and the trailer came out yesterday, and Chris Pratt is in it, and he
would even be a guest star in it, though.
He was in the first episode, but he's in every episode of it. And in the new season, he's getting a children's TV show with his character Johnny Karate, and he teaches karate and plays children's songs. And the new season time jumps to 2017, and it's set in the future, and there's drones and robots and stuff. Oh, it's such a good show. Also out yesterday was the trailer for Glee, the final season, which frankly looks like shit.
As one would expect.
Well, I like Glee, but yeah. Number 7, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Whoa!
This, well, you need to do your English.
This is intense. I do, but you know what? Christmas starts tomorrow, so we can wait. All right, this is annoying. I'll do it in a minute.
I'm sure Mr. Kelly likes you anyway.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is number 7. It is an intense film. It is apes, but they're human. Go see it. Number 6 is Gone Girl. My dad watched Gone Girl yesterday. Didn't think a lot of it, but I fucking love it. It's great. I went to watch like half it again yesterday, and I thought, this is an amazing film. I've used so much hyperbole now, I have nothing more to say. Number 5, Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a good photo of you. It's like one of those kind of...
I hate photos of me. My nose always looks so big in people's photos.
No way, what a heavily photoshopped...
When I take photos of myself, I don't mind. But when other people take photos of me, I think my nose looks really big. And it's some weird psychological thing.
But you do realize my nose is like twice as long as yours.
But so. I have the daily nose. You see, my grandfather was lying in his... This is a personal story, but it's my grandfather was lying in his coffin at the front of the church, and everyone could see his nose sticking up out of the coffin. People were laughing. Number 5, Muppets Most Wanted. Funniest
funeral.
Number 5, Muppets Most Wanted. Funniest film of the year. Brilliant. The Interrogation Song. We're doing a sequel. Ty Burrell. Fucking fantastic. Number 4, Edge of Tomorrow. The most underrated, underseen film of 2014. So much fun. So original. So good. Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, Brendan Gleeson, must see. Number 3 is The Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a very disappointing Wes Anderson film. But the same way that Interstellar is a disappointing Christopher Nolan film, it's still a bloody great film, and The Grand Budapest Hotel is a great film. But it may be moving down. As far as I know, I think I'll move it down to 5th place underneath Muppets Most Wanted in my finalized list.
Number one and number two are almost tied for first place, but I made my decision. Number two is going to be Boyhood. Boyhood is a magnificent film. It is a masterpiece. It is going to be a classic for many years to come. L.R. Coltrane is the greatest breakout star of the century, and it is just such a realistic, human, truthful film, and it's just magnificent. Everyone needs to see it, and you will cry at least 20 times. Number one, you will cry 30 times, Interstellar. I think I've made my point about Interstellar fast. Those are my top 15 films of the year. Now it's time for my top 15 shows of the year. Oh, and you've seen some of these. Number 15 is BoJack Horseman.
That was very unique
we'll
show.
We'll go through 20 to 16. Under the Dome 20, Sleepy Hollow 19, Modern Family 18, Brooklyn Nine-Nine 70,
Don't
Game
like
of Thrones,
Modern
16.
Family that much. 15, it is very good, though.
It's not good this season. Or it's better than last season, but not that great. 15 is BoJack Horseman, which gets really good in the kind of second half of the season.
I like BoJack Horseman because of the obviously, of course, of the character BoJack.
Yes.
But just the unique take on the skin of his comedy life. And it's unique because there's fucking animals in it.
Yeah, and it's a brilliant Hollywood satire because like half the people in Hollywood are animals, like Quentin Tarantino.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's a satire of Hollywood. People don't acknowledge it enough. It is a really, really good show. Everybody check out. But it is yet number 15 and is underneath Glee and Gotham. I think I'm gonna move it up this list.
I love the scene in BoJack where it's they're making a movie. Quentin Tarantino and Aaron Paul, or what's the name?
Quentin Tarantino.
Tarantino.
I don't know what Aaron Paul's name is.
I know. But and like they're making a movie, and like Aaron Paul keeps coming up with all these ideas, and basically they basically dump the movie down into a gift bag.
Yeah. Number 14 is Gotham. Number 13, I'm gonna go root through this. Number 13 is Glee. Number 12 is, or maybe we'll stop the pod and we'll do more pod for your buck later on because I have to do my homework. Let's do that. We'll be back. More pod for your buck with the rest of this list very soon. See you then. Bye. More pod for your buck. We're back. Back with my top TV shows of the year. So number 14 is Gotham. Now I love Gotham. It's all about school again. Oh, Gotham. Oh. Here all week. Tip your waiter. Gotham is a surprisingly good show. I enjoy it very much. It's on hiatus right now. 13 is Glee, which had its best season ever this year because they went to New York. And it was no longer a bullshitty high school show about teen pregnancy. It was an actual fun show about New York high culture and musical, the world of musical theater.
That came out, it was a really big deal, and that was like.
Oh, no one watches it anymore. Yeah, it had such terrible ratings.
How have they not finished it?
Well, I mean, it's got cancelled basically. So.
Wait, is
final the final season is on now, and it's only 13 episodes, and it's basically cancelled. So.
It's going to end properly.
Yeah, it is going to end properly. But I mean, Corey Monteith died, so. They can't end it the way they wanted to because it was supposed to end with him and Rachel and yeah, but anyway. The last season was the best season because it was all in New York, most of it was, and it was all at the World of Musical Theater and Rachel was in Funny Girl and it was a lot of fun. Number 12 is Silicon Valley. Really underrated show. I talked about this on another episode recently. It's all about the world of technology development in California, and Mikkel would love it, and he hasn't seen it yet, and I can't wait for him to watch it because he's going to love it. And 11, speaking of Mikkel, is Mikkel's favorite show, House of Cards. I'm only halfway through season 2, but it is excellent. And number 10 is Sherlock, which was on way back the beginning of the year in January and was the worst season yet, but was still somewhat good. Number 9 is How I Met Your Mother, which finished this year in March. I enjoyed the finale. No one else did. Number 8 is Family Guy, which is the funniest show on TV right now. Right now is in, because all the other funny shows are on hiatus.
I can see why people would like Family Guy.
Family Guy gets funnier every season. Like the current
South Park is just...
South Park is the worst.
I just can't believe they're allowed to show that on TV.
It's so bad.
It's just so grotesque.
It's just it's offensive beyond all good taste.
Like The Simpsons, I like The Simpsons, all its reference to pop culture.
Yeah.
And just the funny.
I mean, Family Guy is offensive, but it draws a line where South Park doesn't. But Family Guy doesn't draw lines. Like there's certain areas. Family Guy, there are often jokes about people with intellectual disabilities, people with Down syndrome, and Seth MacFarlane seems to find this particularly funny, and I don't understand why. And it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem with
comedy show.
But making jokes about
about people with intellectual disabilities is not funny, and I don't know why Seth MacFarlane continues to do it, because it's not very nice. But Family Guy is hilarious.
Sorry, I know you want to. We know the Cleveland show.
What show?
The Cleveland show.
Cleveland show got cancelled.
Yeah, I was wondering
if I got canceled.
How many games is that one?
No, two, three. I never watched it. Two or three, maybe. Number seven is the only like unscripted reality show on the list, which is Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which is HBO. It's fantastic. Best news show on TV. Number six is The Leftovers, also HBO. From Damon Lindelof, creator of Lost. It's all about religion and theology and cultism and philosophy and depression, and it's really, really interesting. Not amazing. There are some episodes which are terrible, but it's very, very entertaining. Five, Parks and Recreation. Gets better every year. Final season coming up. I highly recommend everyone to watch it. Chris Pratt is in it, and Amy Poehler is in it, and Ron Swanson is in it. Number four is Community. Dan Harmon came back this year. The show got cancelled, but it got picked up again by Yahoo. Number three is Olive Kitteridge, the HBO miniseries. It ran for four episodes. No, I wrote Oliver Kitteridge. It's Olive. It's a woman. Frances McDormand and Richard Jenkins are both really fantastic. Number two is The Newsroom. I've talked enough about that. And number one is Fargo with Martin Freeman, Billy Bob Thornton. Such a fantastic, beautifully shot, beautiful score, great acting all around. Really, really fantastic. Season two coming up soon. Those are my top TV shows. I know no one gives a shit, but anyway, there we go. Finny. This is the final pod of the year. More pod for your buck. More pod for your buck on the Tail Show. I'm here with Owen Dobie.
Yeah.
That was a made-up name. Your name is actually Owen Smith.
Actually, that's my mom's maiden name.
Really?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
She should have taken her name and then named me John.
So calling you Owen Smith is like calling me Lucian Collins. Although that's not my mother's maiden name. It's my grandmother's maiden name. Because I have my mother's maiden name anyway. So the pseudonym I use is my grandmother's maiden name. I have to go back a generation because of my fucking liberal parents.
Yeah.
So anyway, revealing our true names and identities is saved for the final ever episode. So, like on the last episode ever, I'm going to give out my full name and my address and my phone number and all that. James is too. Because we said we would on the first episode. We said, we're calling ourselves Jimmy and Luke, but don't worry, we'll tell you who we are on the last episode. So, you know, that was three years ago. It's been deleted. It was deleted the day we recorded it. I went home and I fucked up and deleted it. And instead of re-recording it, we just said, oh, it got deleted, we just went on to episode two. So you can listen to episode two, I have that. I will send it to you.
I don't have the first ever episode.
No, but I have this thing called episode one was deleted, which is 4 seconds of me saying, testing, testing, Lucy and what, which is the first thing we ever recorded. We recorded that before the actual episode.
Is that website?
Episode two is a work. No, it's not. I just haven't bothered to put it up. I haven't. I'll put it up. Maybe it is. Yeah, you know, I think it is, actually. I think it is. You'll have to look. Have to look. It might be. I doubt it, though. I highly doubt it. Final podcast of 2014, and as is tradition, you have to actually be enthusiastic this time and talk about the important political issues of the year, which is what you did last year and the year before, and I've listened and I have proof. Hi! Where did you get that candy?
I found this photo of your image.
When do they have gelatine in them? I don't want my teeth turning blue.
Wait a second, I found this photo of Hunger Limit. It's an American space. I mean, spaceship.
Okay, that is cool.
That's great, that's
cool. So Kian's gone, that was his insight, because on all the other Best of the Year episodes, Kian always gives his opinions, and he always does it quite enthusiastically, and it's unfortunate this year he will not. He will not. Our first episode of 2014 was called Toilet Man, inspired by a toy I bought over the Christmas holidays, which is a man who sits on a toilet and you turn him on, he makes all these farting and shitting noises. It's really romantic. I'm going to give it to somebody for Valentine's Day. But yeah, Toilet Man. So go back and listen to that episode. It's on the... I can't guarantee that it actually is on the website, but it might be. It might be. It probably is. And our last episode is this episode right now. So it's been a fun year. We did our 100th episode. We did our 150th episode. We went camping. We went to Switzerland. It was definitely the most eventful year we've had in terms of, gimmicky shows. We released a whole episode backwards. I took a driving test. We went to a mountain. We did a lot of stuff. You missed all the fun. You missed the camping and the driving. You missed all the fun stuff last year. But yeah, we did a lot of crazy fun stuff on the podcast this year. And you can go back and listen to it all on Jimmy and Luke. Oh, new website. JLShow.info is the new website. I'm buying it today. When I get home, I'm buying it. So our new website is JLShow.info. You think that's the best one to go for? I shouldn't go for morepodforyourbuck.info. Well, what could it be? Morepodforyourfuck.info. No, that's offensive. Forget I said that. I think we'll just go with jlshow.info because it's easy to remember. And cheap as fuck. It's only €2.13 per year. What is my fondest memory of this podcast? Oh, I don't know. There's been lots of good times. Recording at 1 o'clock in the morning in a tent with James and Kian and Mikkel. That's a fun memory, but alas, Owen was absent on that day. You were absent on that day.
Yeah. This is gonna sound embarrassing, but
okay.
Where the fuck is North Korea on the map? It's under China.
It's near China.
It's like here, isn't it?
It's in that continent. I don't know where North Korea is. It's not on Google Translate because
they don't allow it. Or no, it's satellite.
It's between Russia and China. So it's to the west. The whole point is that it borders Russia.
They share borders?
Yeah, it does. Find the China and Russia where they like. I'll tell you though, Kim Jong-un is visiting Moscow next year. Exciting stuff.
Wait, there we have a condo. It would be ironic because that's Seth Rogen and James Franco, so that's
they totally should. It would be so great. I mean, they could go to prison for life, but their movie would make so much money.
Yeah, then it's like basically... Basically, a story based on true events before they happen.
If they went forward now, if they announced today, we're releasing the interview in cinemas on Christmas Day, fuck the terrorists, it would make, I guarantee you, it would make more money than Ted. It would make more money than The Hangover Part 2. It would be the highest rated or rated, the highest grossing or rated movie of all time. I know it would be. That's currently The Hangover Part 2. And the interview would make more than that. I mean, it would be so successful. So they should really consider just going ahead with it, but obviously they're not going to, but yeah.
Where the fuck is North Korea? It's under China.
Don't leave that out, remember. Okay, so China and
where's I wanna North wish China? You, man.
This is up there. Here we go. Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
It's not democratic at all, is it?
But that's the name of the country. It's only us that call it North Korea.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't know it was that
close to Japan. Lawrence, what has been your favorite moment of 2014 since it's New Year's Eve?
The worst year of my life.
Okay.
Wow.
That's pretty dark stuff from Lawrence. Worst year of his life. We're going to do now what we do every year on this podcast, on this episode, where we ring in the new year live. and then play some awesome music.
Lucy, in the 5 second countdown.
We're no, it's a 1 minute countdown. And we're going to start it in a sec. So what we want you to do is we want you to pause the recording when we say pause, and then play it again. And when you play it again, we're going to have started counting down from 60, okay? So pause it now, and then play it at 11:59 and 0 seconds, wherever you are on New Year's Eve, just going to do it at 11:59. So, wait for it. We're going to say pause in a few seconds now. Wait for it, and pause. Okay, we're counting down from 60 seconds now here. It is almost 2050. Oh, 2014 has been a crazy year. One of your favorite memory of 2014.
Here it is. Okay, ready?
No, it's not coming for another few seconds. 9:30 is what it is. So, what's your favorite memory of 2014 been? Favorite thing? One year, right? Let's just say Ebola Czar.
Ebola Czar, yeah, that was pretty fun.
That was a fun time. So, and my favorite memory, being here right now with you guys. have a prosperous 2015. We're counting down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Lawrence, wish the listeners a Happy New Year.
Go to hell, stop listening.
It's 2015, Year of the Dragon.
No, it's not. It's December 17th. They're lying.
It's actually December 18th, so it's the 18th. Yeah. Anyway, it's New Year's Day, and it's the most depressing day of the year, but don't worry, it's also the first day of the year, and there are many more fun days to come. My birthday's in 9 months. Get planning for your present now. And don't forget, Christmas is only 12 months away.
It's the 18th, damn it!
Nobody's listening.
I'm listening. You know what I did last New Year's Day at like 2 o'clock in the morning? I texted Lawrence.
We had a conversation.
You were texting me Happy New Year, and you said you think I imagine Key is still up. What's his number? And I gave you his number. That was the end of a long friendship.
What?
Because that was when Key stopped talking to yours after that.
No, he stopped talking to me in April.
It was my fault. I'm just saying, if I hadn't given you his number, that wouldn't have happened. You'd still be best friends. Anyway. So that's what I do today. So who knows what I'm doing right now when you're listening to this, although you're probably listening to this in March or April next year, if at all.
Yes, that was a bad idea.
I mean, when I die, in a few years, they're going to go back and listen to all these podcasts.
Or, years.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've got cancer, so.
Really?
Yeah, it's not funny, but.
Really?
It's not funny, but I might have it. I told my parents that I might have. I said, I think I have cancer. They said, fuck off. Anyway. They said, shut the fuck up. Anyway, thank you for listening to.
You shouldn't joke about
it. I know, it's not funny to joke about cancer. I have been deeply affected by cancer. I have many of other people close to my family.
Dean was up with me.
That's private information.
What?
Wait. So that is it for the JL Show for 2014. We'll still be here this time next
Boring.
Year.
Boring.
It is our final
Boring.
Our final full year of podcasting is coming
Boring.
Up.
Boring.
Of course, we are finishing. Okay. We're finishing in May 2016 is our last episode, as you know. So this is our last full year coming up of Pod for Your Buck. So come back soon with more Pod for Your Buck on the JL Show. Have
this
a fun.
Can be edited out, is it?
No, it won't be. Why would it be? It's funny. Thank you for listening. Farewell. And from Owen, goodbye. Say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I saw the light fade from the sky. On the wind I held a sigh. As the snowflakes cover my fallen brothers, I will say this last goodbye. Night is now falling, so ends this day. The road calling and I must away over hill and under tree through lands where never light is shone by silver streams that run down to the sea under clouds beneath the stars, over snow on winter's morn, I turn at last to paths that lead home. And oh, where the road then takes me, I cannot tell. We came all this way, but now comes the day to bid you farewell. Many places I have been, many sorrows I have seen, but I don't regret, nor will I forget all who took that road. Now for me, so ends this day. The road is now calling, and I must away over hill and under tree, through lands where never light is shone by silver streams that run down to the sea. To these memories I will hold, with your blessing I will go, to turn at last to pass. This way, but now comes the day to bid you farewell. I bid you all a very fond farewell.